Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
I want to talk about Trump and China and game theory, because once we understand this, I think it will tell us a lot about exactly where things are going. So Trump is a master negotiator, no question about it. You know, art of the deal. He's the author. But if you look at the way Trump negotiates with people, most of his life in real estate and television and even in politics, most of it has been bluffing people and just being very intimidating and asking for outrageous things as your opening round of negotiations. And it works. It works for a lot of people a lot of the time. And it also has worked for Trump in politics. After all, he got elected 3 times now. And it works in real estate. It works in, you know, American business. It doesn't look like it's working with China. And that's where things fall apart. Because in order to effectively bluff your opponent, you actually have to be holding the superior cards. And your opponent must also know that you are holding those cards. So in this negotiation with China, I would argue, and I think it's pretty obvious, that America doesn't hold the cards. America, in this relationship with China, America represents the consumers, the people who buy stuff and who consume stuff. China represents the makers, the builders, the people who produce things. Which side of that equation is easier to replace? And the answer is the consuming side. You know, even Peter Schiff said it the other day, anybody can consume. You don't have to have a special group of people to be consumers, especially when your consumption is largely paid for using debt that you simply printed. So, you know, you don't have to actually produce anything in exchange for the goods that you're getting. All you had to do was print currency, create debt, and then trade that for goods. That's easy. In fact, it's so easy, anybody can do it. What's hard in this equation is making stuff, having the supply chain, having the skills, the machinery, the know-how, the infrastructure, the domestic supply chains, which includes domestic transportation infrastructure, the shipping ports, the ships, you know, all of it, right? All that together, that's hard. That has taken China decades to build. And the United States used to have that in the 1940s, the 1950s, even the 1960s, and part of the 70s, and then the U.S. let it go for many decades now. And in order to build it back would also take decades. So Trump doesn't hold the cards. Also, the United States owes China almost $1 trillion because China's holding, you know, what is it, $950 billion in treasuries. So China holds the debt that the U.S. owes to China. That doesn't put the U.S. in a grand negotiation position. You know, rather, it shows that the United States is fiscally weaker in this equation. In addition, China has a larger economy than the United States, especially in terms of producing physical goods and a lot of commodities such as rare earth minerals. And of course, China has a much larger population. By far, it is like 3 to 4 times larger than the United States in terms of population and in terms of graduating scientists and people good at math and engineering. China graduates 400% more, at least. China is leading in the vast majority of the technologies that drive the world. And China doesn't have woke universities. You know, China's leading the game here. By far, China is actually building infrastructure. China invested its money into infrastructure and universities and factories and roads and bridges and ports, while the U.S. spent trillions on war. Oh, let's have a war over here. Let's have a war over there. War in Ukraine, war in the Middle East, war in Iraq, war in maybe Iran soon, war with Israel. The U.S. blows money on war, feeds its people a bunch of toxic processed food to create an obese, cognitively impaired population that can't do math. And that's not true in China. Chinese people can do math. They can do math on the abacus, okay? Clickety-clack, clickety-clack. They're doing, like, advanced multiplication with their fingers and pieces of wood. Yeah, Americans can't even do math with a calculator. They're just completely mathematically illiterate for the most part. Americans can't do, for the most part, again, they can't do engineering, they can't do science, can't do chemistry, can't do math, can't work in factories, you know. Again, there are exceptions to this, just to be clear. There are some bright people in America, but the numbers pale in comparison to China's numbers. There's just no comparison. So Trump thinks he's holding all the cards, and he's wrong. But he's just so used to bluffing everybody that he's continuing to just try to bluster his way through this thing, and it's not working. And China knows that America doesn't have the cards. Now, here's what's interesting to me. A few years ago, I thought that it was a high-risk scenario that China might invade the United States, or at least have some kind of incursion from either Mexico or Canada. And I was convinced of that, and I think there was a much higher risk at that time. But the situation has changed dramatically to the point where today, I don't think China has any dreams of invading the United States. And the reason is, why would they when Trump is destroying America for them? Trump is causing more economic damage than China could ever hope to achieve, even if it wanted to. And by the way, attacking America in America is obviously foolish, just like if the U.S. were to try to attack China in China, you know, that would not work. Whatever military forces the U.S. expended on that would be completely obliterated by the Chinese military and the Chinese Navy and the Chinese Air Force with their advanced jet fighters, advanced missile systems, etc. Okay, so the U.S. Navy dare not even touch China, because anything close enough to China's shoreline would be exterminated. And the Navy knows that. What is it, the Fifth Fleet, I think, that's tooting around over there, trying to act like they're hot stuff? Yeah, China could destroy the Fifth Fleet. I mean, it was Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, who said that in about 20 minutes, China could destroy every U.S. aircraft carrier that we have. Every carrier group, every destroyer, every significant ship that we have, China could destroy it all in minutes. And so could Russia, too, by the way. It's not just China. So the U.S. doesn't hold the cards, is my point. And Trump doesn't seem to realize that, but China knows that. And that's why I believe that China is saying, we don't have to give in to Trump. We're just going to say no, and we're going to let Trump just destroy America and see how long he wants to do that. Now, I know there are a lot of U.S. pundits and writers I've seen saying, oh, China is on the verge of economic collapse. And in years past, I have done articles and content talking about China's, you know, real estate market, the over-leveraging in real estate, what was it called, Evergrande? And that whole situation, which did cause a lot of damage, but it was contained. It did not bring down the Chinese economy. It did not bring down the Chinese government. And I know Americans love to say that, well, China is communism. I think Jeffrey Prather was saying this. China is communism, and communism doesn't work. And I didn't really get a chance to address this with Jeffrey because we were distracted by other topics, but actually China isn't being run as straight communism. China is a hybrid solution that has a lot of components on the market side of free markets. You know, a lot of entrepreneurism, for example. Now, I'm not claiming that China is a free country, but neither is America. In America, you can be a student on a student visa, and a van can pull up from the State Department and kidnap you, yank your visa, and deport you because you said something in a student protest that the Zionists in Israel don't want to hear. And that happens in America. So, you know, don't tell me that, oh, America's a free country. No, it isn't. Not even close. I mean, I'm in a lawsuit with the federal government because I was named and targeted for censorship in America. Don't tell me America's a free country. Bullshit. And don't tell me China's communism, because that's not actually the way it's operating. It's a hybrid solution right now. Actually, China sees itself as operating under socialism, not communism. Socialism, and it describes it as harmony, which, yeah, to you and I, that sounds like a little bit of propaganda. Harmony, well, yeah, as long as you're loyal to the state, I suppose. But it's socialism with free market components. Whereas America is authoritarianism with almost no free markets allowed, because the government gets involved in everything and regulates the crap out of everybody. And then the government hands out money to the companies that it likes, and then, you know, attacks the companies that it doesn't like. So, you know, don't tell me that America is a free market system. It's not. Nonsense. And don't tell me that China is a communist system, because it isn't. The reality is way more complex than that. But my point is that China is outproducing America by far, and China is not going to collapse because of Trump's tariffs. Now, China's exports to the United States, I've heard figures anywhere from a low of 15% of all of China's exports go to the United States to something like 25%. So I don't know what that number actually is exactly, but let's say it's 20%. So one out of five exports, you know, currency-wise, yuan, goes to the United States. Now, if the U.S. blocks everything from China, does that hurt China to lose 20% of its exports? Yes, absolutely. That does hurt China. Can China find other buyers for a lot of that capacity? Yes, they can. And I'm just going to estimate, bear with me on this, I'm just going to estimate that they can make up half of that by finding other buyers. So that would mean that now we're down to China losing only about 10% of its exports, really, after a little bit of a chaos period. But see, the thing is, China holds the cards because it makes the stuff that everybody wants to buy. The whole world shops with China. I mean, everybody. Everybody needs to buy something that's made in China. And that's true whether you're in the Middle East or Central or South America, Europe, you know, Australia, everybody, India, Turkey, Iran, Russia, whatever, right? So China trades with everybody. And if they don't trade with the United States, that is not an existential threat to China. And China knows that. And China knows that it's extremely difficult for the United States of America to bring online any kind of production capacity that could replace what China has been doing for America, which is making the stuff that Americans buy and consume. But America, in reality, obviously can't replace that. And while America can go to a lot of other countries and say, hey, can you sell us the stuff that we used to buy from China? The answer for many products is going to be, well, no, because it's only made in China. Like, China dominates that sector. And that could be like resins or plastics, let's say. I mean, I was talking about this the other day. We have, you know, bottled products that we sell at our store, and some of them have pump spray lids. Some of them have round plastic lids, plastic containers. Well, polyethylene really is what it is. High quality that doesn't leach, you know. Where is that stuff made? China. Now, could somebody make it somewhere else? Maybe. I don't know. We've never bought it anywhere else. And as much as, you know, we don't buy raw materials from China hardly at all for in terms of food and supplements, but we do buy packaging materials from China. Why? Because that's where it's made. Because it's not made in America. Believe me, I love my country. If I could buy all that stuff in America, even at double price, I would have. I would have been buying it from America the whole time. But nobody makes it in America. So again, don't tell me that we can just stop buying from China and start buying from America. We could just be patriots. We could just make America great again. Okay, you give me the website and the phone number of where I can go in America to buy lids and pump spray tops and everything for personal care products and nutritional products, you know, pump nozzles, all that stuff. You tell me where I can buy that that's made in America, not just imported in America. Because anybody can find a company that imports it from China. And I already know that. That's the same as buying it from China. And we're not going to have that stuff. And, you know, some trolls, well, you can just go on Amazon and buy it. It's made in China. And what does that mean? It's not going to be on Amazon for very long, is it? No. So I might be in a situation where I have all kinds of great nutritional products. I've got the equipment. I've got the lab testing. I've got everything. Don't have the lids. Why? Because Trump has blocked China. And if I call the White House and say, hey, Trump, where should I buy the lids? What's the answer going to be? Oh, wait until 2028 when the lid factory comes online in America. Really? You want me to just shut down my business for 3 years and wait for the lid factory? Yeah, that's not going to fly. And actually, what you're going to have is mass bankruptcies of businesses across America. Not us. Fortunately, we're not leveraged. We don't have loans and debts and leverage and all kinds of crazy stuff like that. But we will lose a lot of business, which we can survive it, but most businesses can't. And so what Trump has done is he has condemned American businesses to bankruptcy in insane numbers. And as that kicks in, you're going to see that happening all this summer, unless Trump backs down, obviously. If he backs down and says, oh, just kidding, you know, I'm not going to do the tariffs. Well, that's different. And then China would say, yeah, I thought so. Yeah, that's what I thought, you know. And then Trump would go crawling back to President Xi begging for forgiveness. Please drop your tariffs on U.S. goods, you know. I'm so sorry. That's what Trump will have to do. Otherwise, he's going to put America on the course of total economic destruction. And you're going to have mass business bankruptcies. And then guess where most businesses get their loans from? You know, their credit for cash flow to buy inventory. Banks. They get it from banks. Commercial banks, right? Commercial loans. So banks all across America, which are already reeling from the failure of commercial real estate because in the post-COVID era, nobody goes to work in the office anymore. Those same banks are now going to get hit with a wave of financing defaults and total bankruptcy by small businesses all across America that don't have anything left to sell because it all came from China. Or, like our situation, they do have stuff to sell, but there's one piece from China that they don't have. So they're missing one piece, and that's a problem. And because of that one missing piece, obviously, then they can't sell the products. So you're going to have mass bankruptcies all across the board for all of this. And that's where this is headed. So the America that you are about to experience is going to feel like a third world country. You're going to have empty shelves, massive scarcity, including food scarcity in many cases. You're going to have mass bankruptcies, mass job losses. You're going to have people having to abandon boats, tractors, and cars, and construction equipment because they're missing one part that makes it run. You know, one switch, one circuit breaker, whatever is made in China. You're going to have a halting of a lot of commercial construction, residential construction, because they can't get the parts from China. They can't get the polyethylene pipe, you know, for plumbing, can't get the conduit for electrical work, can't get the resins for roofing and flooring and whatever, because it all comes from China. And you're going to see America grind to a halt in large part, not 100%, obviously, but this is going to impact medicine, telecommunications, technology, government, housing, agriculture, everything, literally everything, because everybody buys something from China. So Trump's not holding the cards. Trump is holding a grenade, and he's pulled the pin, and he's about to drop that grenade on the American people. Like, here, it's 4D chess. Poof. You know, 4D chess. Looks like you pulled a pin on a hand grenade there. You know, economically speaking. So it's not 4D chess. It's a 3D hand grenade. This is what's coming. Mass impoverishment. And from that, probably calls for his impeachment. And, you know, the Democrats will win the midterms. And the GOP will be finished for 20 years. And the only way out of this is for Trump to start a war. Either a war with Iran, Russia, or China. Those are the three. Take your pick. Maybe he'll try all three at once on some kind of suicide mission. The U.S. can't win any one of those wars, much less all three. And we could be looking at the complete defeat and the end of America. The end of the U.S. empire, the end of the dollar. And it's funny because my prediction for 7 years has been that Trump will be the last president of the United States of America. And now I can clearly see how that almost prophecy could come true. This country may not survive this Trump administration. So, you know, hang tight there, folks. It's going to get interesting. Check out my website, rangerdeals.com, for discount codes and deals on all kinds of survival and preparedness gear, degoogled phones, chlorine dioxide for emergency use, ivermectin labeled for pets, satellite phones, discount codes on firearms, including folding AR-15s and really good custom Glocks, like the Glock 43X. You can find all that at rangerdeals.com, and gold and silver as well, including goldbacks and much more. So check it out. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care. The economy's tough. Trade embargoes are underway. Trade wars. The supply chain is taking a beating. A lot of people are losing jobs right now. So what are we doing to help you be able to afford clean food and high-potency nutrition? Well, here at healthrangerstore.com, we've just launched a program called Buy More, Save More. And if you go to healthrangerstore.com/save, that's all you have to enter in, healthrangerstore.com/save, you'll see that we have 209 products on this special program, which gives you an automatic discount coupon code when you purchase a higher quantity. For example, Health Rangers Hawaiian astaxanthin right here. You click on that and you can, this is your normal savings of 29%, or you can go here and you can buy more, save more. You can buy three, get 5%, buy six, get 6%. We don't have like massive margins on these, by the way, so, but these savings are significant. And then if you click grab this deal, then it adds that to your shopping cart and it puts the discount code in there automatically. So there's your discounted price. Buy more, save more on all 209 products that we have available on this program. Everything from chlorella to nascent iodine, concentrated mineral drops. As you can see, many, many items. We've done this for you. Now, you might ask, how can we do this when all these tariffs are kicking in on China, like 150% tariffs? And so imported products from China are going up in price. Well, guess what? We don't import anything from China, except I think goji berries. But we've been China-free in our supply chain, or almost 100% China-free for many, many years. So we are not impacted by these high tariffs from China. Now, there are 10% tariffs on products from other countries, and we do source different materials from different countries, just depending on the material. For example, we get our non-GMO vitamin C out of the United Kingdom, because we don't buy GMO vitamin C from China, which is the cheap vitamin C that everybody else sells. So we have high-end non-GMO vitamin C. And yeah, it's more expensive, but it's not going up in price because we're not hit by the tariff. So this is why we're able to put together these savings for you and actually pass along discounts at a time when almost all the other retailers are hiking their prices because they source almost everything from China. It's kind of like the dirty little secret of the nutrition industry. People getting everything from China, from, you know, herbs and vitamins and nutrients and amino acids and all of it. Most of it actually comes from China, folks. So that's going to get very expensive, but we're able to help save you money with this program. Buy more, save more. So check it out again. It's at healthrangerstore.com/save, and you can scroll down and see everything that we have available for you. So many different solutions, everything from personal care products to here's Manuka honey, and here's our tooth salt, and here's whey protein, And broccoli sprout powder, high in natural sulforaphane, which is an amazing molecule. You know, so much more, right? Food, supplements, storable foods, superfoods, personal care products, home care, all kinds of products available on this program. Buy more, save more. And trust me, you're never going to see lower prices than this for the future. Because, well, you know, inflation, the dollar's collapsing, so everything's going up in price no matter what. But thank God that our supply chain has banned Chinese suppliers for many, many years. You know, again, except for goji berries, which come from the Tibetan high altitude regions of China. So thank goodness we made that decision many years ago so that our products are not skyrocketing in price, even during this trade war. So yes, you can stay healthy. You can have outstanding nutrition, outstanding superfoods. You can boost your preps during this trade war by shopping with us at healthrangerstore.com/save. And thank you for your support.